Kedmai Paragalef Mishnah Gimel Halokeach Lazera Ula Behema. Somebody who buys produce from an Amar, but he doesn't buy it to eat it, he buys it to plant it, or he buys it to feed it to his animals. Kemach Loros, for somebody who buys flour from an Amar, not to eat, but to use it in the process of tanning hot. Shemen Lener, Shemen Losof Bazakelim, Parter Minazmat. For somebody who buys oil from an Amar, not for eating, but for a lantern, or to rub the oil onto Kalim, on the utensils. In all these cases, the produce that you buy from the Amar is Parter from Zmai. You don't have to take Maisers from it. As the Chachamim were only geyser that you have to take Maisers from produce that is bought from an Amar, if the produce is bought for the purpose of eating, but if the produce is bought for any other purpose, there is no gzera that you have to take off Maiser from them. Somebody who buys produce from an Amar north of Kzif is a place of north of Eretz Yisrael, and only up to Kzif did the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael extend until. Beyond Kzif was no longer considered part of Eretz Yisrael during the times of the Beit HaMikdash HaSheni, the second Beit HaMikdash. And even though during the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, Eretz Yisrael extended past Kzif, but when Klai Yisrael returned from Babel, in the beginning of Beit HaMikdash HaSheni, they only conquered Eretz Yisrael up to Kzif, so only up to Kzif had the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So somebody who buys produce from an Amar past Kzif, he would not be hired to take off Maisa from that produce, as even though, if you knew for sure Maisa were not taken from the produce, you would have to take off Maisa from them even north of Kzif, because Rabbanu were going through that in the places that were close to Eretz Yisrael. You have to take off Maisa from the produce. But since most Amaris do take off Maisa, and you bought it from an Amaris north of Kzif, we can assume that the Amaris is giving you produce that was grown north of Kzif, and was not higher than Maisa's Minatora, only Midrabana. And since most Amaris do take off Maisa, Rabbanu were not higher than you to take off Maisa from the Dmai, that is bought north of Kzif. Chalas Amaris Ba'amid Duma. A coin that received challah from Amaris. The Amaris needed dough and took off the challah and gave it to a coin. Or a coin that received dimua from an Amaris. Dimua is truma that got mixed in with chulin, that got mixed in with non-truma. And truma is only bottled in 100. If there are 100 parts of chulin connected to the truma that fell in, then the truma would be bottled. But if there's less than 100, the truma would not be bottled. So the Amaris gave the entire mixture to a coin, since the Amaris was not allowed to eat it himself, but he was not a coin. Ba'alokuach, the cast of Maiser Sheni. Somebody who received produce from an Amaris that was bought was money of Maiser Sheni. The Amaris took the money of Maiser Sheni to Yerushalayim and bought produce with that money. And somebody received that produce from the Amaris. V'shirei ha-menachos peturim min ha-dmai. And what's left from a mincha after the knitha was taken off by a kohen was given to the kohen from the produce of an Amaris. An Amaris brought a mincha. So the din of a mincha is, they give out kmita for the mincha to be burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of the mincha was eaten by the kohanim in the azara. All these things, even though they came from an Amaris, is pater from demai. The chachamim were not mitakin in all these cases that the person who received this produce from Amaris would have to take off the maisers from them. The reason being is that all these things that we mentioned have kedusha, the challah that you receive from the Amaris, or the dimua, which is truma mixed in with chulin, or it's bought with money of maiser sheni, or the Shira HaMenachot, all these things have Kedusha. Now, Rabbanu were not geyser that if you receive something that has Kedusha from Amaris, that you have to take off the Maisers from them, since Rov Amaris Maser, most Amaris do take off Maiser. That was Rabbanu were mitakin, that you have to take off Maiser from produce that is bought from an Amaris, it's only a Chumrah. When you receive something that has Kedusha from an Amaris, Rabbanu did not decree, they have to take off the Maisers from them. Shemen Aret, Beishameh Mechaibin, Ubeis Hilo Paish. Somebody who buys perfumed oil from an Amar, according to Beis Shammah, you have to take off Maisers from them. Even though you don't plan on using this oil for eating, you plan on using it for rubbing on your body. But Tzicha is Kishtia. Rubbing something on your body has the same din as if you're drinking it. So therefore, you have to take off the Maisers, according to Beis Shammah. While they still argue, they still hold your partner from taking off the Maisers from them. Even though Tzicha is Kishtia, and you plan on using it to rub on your body, but even so, your partner, because it's a taruva of tamai, it's a mixture of tamai, and it's mixed with perfume. And Rabbanu will not mistaken that taruva of tamai is higher than maaser. It's only something that's pure tamai is higher than maaser, but if it's mixed with other things, it's not higher than maaser. So in this case, since it's perfumed, so it's mixed with perfume, and the taruva of tamai is not higher than maaser. Sechah tamai paragalef mishnah dalet ha-tamai ma'arvim bo. Umishtashimbo. Somebody who buys produce from an Amar, it's a dinit, they have to take off maizes from the produce. Even though he has not yet taken off maizes from the produce, he can use his mind to make an Erev or a Shita. An Erev is referring to either an Erev Tchumet or an Erev Chatzir. An Erev Tchumet, somebody who wants to walk more than 2,000 Amos outside the city has to make an Erev Tchumet. The way it is made is that he takes some food and puts it down as a 2,000 Amos mark, and then allows him to walk another 2,000 Amos on Shabbos. And he can use his mind to make the Erev, even though he's not allowed to eat that Zmai, since he hasn't taken off the Maizid from them yet, he still can use that Zmai to make the Erev, even though an Erev Tchumet can only be made with something that is Roy Lachil, that is fit for eating. And so too, he can use his Zmai to make an Erev Chatzeres. If there are a few houses that open up into a shared courtyard, if somebody wants to carry from his house to the courtyard on Shabbos, he has to make an Erev Chatzeres. The food would be taken and put in one of the houses open into the shared courtyard, and he can use Zmai to make the Erev Chatzeres, even though you have to use food that's Roy Lachil, that's fit for eating. And the Zmai is also La'achila, because they hadn't yet taken off the Maizid from them. And the Mefarshim explained the reason why he can use his Maizid for an Erev is because since an Ani is allowed to eat the Maizid even without the Maizid being taken from them, and that is what the Chachamim teach us, that you can give the Maizid to an Ani even though the Maizid weren't taken off from them, and the Ani would be allowed to eat the Maizid. And these people that are making the Erev, even if they themselves are not Aniyah, but since if they wanted to become an Ani, they could simply be Mafkir all of their property. Therefore, they can use his mind to make the Erev, even though technically they're not allowed to eat it. And so, too, they can use his mind to make a Shitufei Mavos for the same reason. A Shitufei Mavos is if there are a few courtyards that open up into a Mavo. A Mavo is an alleyway that opens up into the Rishus HaRabim, into the public thoroughfare. And you want to carry from one of the Chaseris into the Mavo, or you want to carry from one Chaser into an adjacent chatur, you have to make a shitufim of both, which is to take some food and to put it into one of the courtyards that open up into the shared mavoi. You're allowed to use the mai for the shitufim of both, even though technically you're not allowed to eat it. But as we said, since they wanted to become an ani, they would be allowed to eat it. You're allowed to use the mai for that purpose. Umavarchin alav, umazamnin alav. And you make a bracha when you eat the mai. You would make a berachas hamazon after eating dma, and so too you can make a zimin on dma. You can bench with a mizumin. Now, even though normally you wouldn't make a bracha on eating something that is forbidden to be eaten, if you eat something that's asur ta'achili, you wouldn't make a bracha ta'akadosh baruch hu since you weren't allowed to eat it. But as we said, even though technically you're not allowed to eat dma, since if you wanted to become an ani, you would be allowed to eat the dma. Even if you eat the Dmai B'Isura in a forbidden fashion that you were not an Ani and you still ate it, even so it's Shayach to make a bracha on it. You make a bracha Rishona and a bracha Acharona, and you even can make a Mezumin when benching after eating Dmai. U'mafrishin oso aruf. By taking off the Maizid from Dmai, you can do so even if you have no clothes on at the time you're taking off the Maizid. As no bracha is recited when you take off the Maizid. As opposed to when you take off the maizrus from regular produce that is not Dmai, you cannot do so without clothing on, as you have to recite a bracha upon taking off the maizrus. And you can't recite a bracha without your clothes on. But when you take off the maizrus from Dmai, no bracha is recited, since it's only a gzeira d'rabbanan, a decree of the rabbanan that you take off the maizrus, as most time ours do take off the maizrus. Just the rabbanan were machmer, they were stringent and said, you have to take off the maizrus from produce that is bought from an amar, but no bracha would be recited, so therefore it can be taken off even though you have no clothes on. Ben hashmashah. You can take off the maizid from produce that is bought from an amar at Ben hashmashah on Erev Shabbat at twilight, right at the onset of Shabbat. It's Ben hashmashah. This is Safek Hashecha, the Safek, where the Shabbat is started. And normally things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbat, you cannot do Ben hashmashah either. So therefore, you can't take off maizid from regular grain that is not Dmai on Ben hashmashah, as it's forbidden to take off the maizrus on Shabbat. And the Rabbanan were good not to take off maizr from produce on Shabbat, and so too, you cannot take off the maizr from the produce at Ben HaShemashas. But when you take off maizr from Dmai, that would be allowed to be done at Ben HaShemashas, even though you cannot do it on Shabbat itself. Hayim hikdin maizr sheni l'rishon en b'kaklum. And so too, when you take off the maizr from the produce of an Amar, you can take off the maizr sheni prior to taking off the maizr rishon. As normally, when you take out produce from regular grain, which is not a commodity, he has to do so in the correct order. The Maaser Rishon would be taken off before the Maaser Sheni. But when you take off Maaser from the Mai, you don't have to worry about the order that you're taking off the Maasers. If you want to take off the Maaser Sheni prior to taking off the Maaser Rishon, that's fine. Shemesh HaGardi Sach Be'etzba Osav Chayev B'tmai. The oil that somebody who weaves, and he smears some oil on his finger, if that oil was bought from an Am Haaretz, the weaver would have to take off Maaser from that oil, even though he's not using that oil for eating, but since he's using it to rub on his fingers, and we have a cloud of Sicha, is Kishtia, rubbing on your body, has the same din as if you're drinking it, and just like if you use that oil for drinking, you'd have to take off Maaser, so too if you use it for rubbing on your fingers, you'd have to take off Maaser from it. The oil is somebody who combs wool, puts on the wool that he is combing to soften the wool. If that oil was bought from Am Haaretz, he is potter to take off mice from that oil. And since he's not using that oil for eating, for rubbing on his body, he's putting that oil on the wool that he is combing, he's not mechuyev to take off mice from them. As we said previously, that the only time you have to take off mice from demai is if you bought the produce for eating or drinking or for rubbing on your body. But if you buy the produce for any other purpose, it's potter from taking off mice from them.